The National Academy of Public Administration is celebrating a new class of NAPA fellows. The fellows guide the evolution of federal management policy. One of the new members is Demetra Nightingale, Chief Evaluation Officer at the Labor Department. Demetra, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Welcome to the show and welcome to the ranks of the NAPA fellows. What do you do as Chief Evaluation Officer at the Labor Department? Thanks for being on today.
Thank you, Francis. I'm really glad to be here, and I'm honored to be a fellow elect of NAPA. It's a real honor for me. I'm the Chief Evaluation Officer at the U.S. Department of Labor, and I've been here in the federal government for 3 years, but I've been doing evaluation and research for several decades. So my time here as a federal employee is really building on years of evaluation. I'm really enjoying my time in the federal government. I'm learning something every day from all of my colleagues here and from all of the work that I'm doing in evaluation. And a lot of it is really going to be very applicable to, I hope, what I can bring to NAPA. For example, the main job that I have is really developing and implementing program evaluations throughout the whole department, which means evaluating what works, how to improve programs, and how to help the agencies and federal staff with the programs that they're implementing. So one of the things I hope to bring with me to NAPA is the understanding and communicating the importance of the role that evidence is playing right now in the federal government. It is a high priority with evidence-based budgeting and evidence-based policy decisions, and helping colleagues from other parts of the federal government and outside the government in NAPA understand sort of the importance of that and what it means when we have continuous improvement and continuous performance objectives in the federal agency. NAPA will be a very good outlet for consultations across the government, and I look forward to working with colleagues from other agencies, from non-government, and using it as a sounding board to get new ideas about evidence that I can bring back to the government as well.
I want to call on your tenure as a federal employee being shorter than probably some of the folks that you work with at the Labor Department, because I think it's an advantage in this case in what I'm thinking about, and that is the concepts that you mentioned a moment ago, Demetra, of evidence-based budgeting and evidence-based decision-making. The emphasis on those two is relatively short-lived in government, just over the past maybe 5 to 10 years. Is it your sense that the government is, the federal government in particular, is catching up to or equal to the private sector in being able to do evidence-based budgeting and evidence-based decision-making? If so, why? And if not, why not, do you think that's the case?
Well, I guess in a way, the speed of the development around evidence-based policy, both for evaluation and performance management, has been very rapid over the past 10 years, but it's really been going on since the 1970s. It's had different development and different applications. One of the major changes that I think we can see now over the past several years, and it's happening faster all the time, is technological development and the availability of faster computers and what that means for being able to, for federal employees and government analysts to use the latest computer techniques and analytics and dashboards and big data and how to use all of that to improve the way that government operates so that it's a tool for the federal agencies to do what they have to do on a day-to-day basis. So it is a more rapid technological development over the past several years, but it's sort of an evolution that's been developing over several decades.
We talk about a number of concepts when we talk about the kind of evidence that's required for the budgeting and decision-making that you alluded to. And two of the phrases that I hear periodically are data dependency and data driven. And I wonder if you discern a difference between those two. I think there's a little one, but you're a pro, so I wonder if you can tell me if I'm on the right track.
Well, from my perspective, I think our at the Labor Department, our evidence-based approach is really multifaceted. One is looking at performance management, and the other, which I'm responsible for, is program evaluation. In management, as well as in making decisions, we're very data-driven. That doesn't mean that you are blindly dependent on data, but the data is one tool to help managers and policymakers make decisions. But I would say you don't really want to be data dependent. You want to use data as a tool to make the appropriate decisions.
Yes, that's exactly the discernment, the difference that I was inferring there is, I guess I'm hearing more folks concerned than ever before as the government is able to collect and collate and kind of put into some kind of a framework more data than they ever have before. I'm hearing folks that are starting to be afraid of the fact that big data, the concept of it, has become such a buzzword that they fear their agencies are headed down that data dependency path that you warned against
a moment ago. And we have to avoid that, and we have to plan strategically to make sure that doesn't happen. So the equivalent in sort of a non-technical way would be when you're using a spell check to check a document that you've typed, and then you look at it and realize that you have some terrible words in there that weren't what you wanted at all. So you can't be blindly dependent on the data. The data is just one tool. We at the Labor Department, and this is true throughout the government, are working very hard to sort of upgrade the technology, modernize the technology, and to make sure that the skills are upgraded to keep up with the technology so that you can use the data and are not controlled by the data.
Now, ultimately, I suppose it's a people business too, and you can,
right.
The humans need to make decisions based on the information that's presented to them. Communication among those humans, I imagine, becomes even more important when you have the kind of quantity of information that's available to you and your colleagues now. Is that correct?
Absolutely true. And you also need to keep updating the data and modifying it. So if it's not useful, then it needs to be fixed and changed and modified. So it's not a situation where we can just ignore technological development. We have to use technology to upgrade the ability of the federal government to get its work done.
As you mentioned, you've been involved in this concept, in this field for a long time, although you've been at Labor for 3 years. Were there techniques or capabilities or concepts that were not available to you 5 or 10 years ago that you said at the time, gee, I wish we had this or were able to do this? Now you have those tools that give you hope that things that you would like to have now would be available to you at some point in the future?
Absolutely. We have things today that, you know, when I was starting off as a young researcher, it was almost like science fiction. I couldn't have imagined that we would be able to turn on our computers and be able to develop and produce charts and tables and access secure non-private data and use that for analysis. So all of the data visualization that's available now, the dashboards, being able to search data and create graphs and charts on almost a real-time basis are things that we did not have available even 5 or 6 years ago.
Is it possible to quantify or specify the kinds of capabilities that you would like to see in the future that you have a goal of moving toward? Or is that kind of a futile exercise and you just have to kind of wait to see what develops as time goes on?
Well, some of us across the government have those conversations often, and that technology is happening so rapidly One area that would be good to have for evaluation and research and probably program management in a lot of agencies is more access to high-quality data that are needed, that's in a secure framework so we don't have any privacy problems, that allows us to use some of the newer mobile technology more efficiently for management purposes.